Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Make it welcome right. To Keep It Real Fridays. I am Celatine, your social architect.
And I am Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
What's good, Brian Willis?
I am very well, my dear co-host.
How was the week?
My week has been very, very entertaining, especially on Twitter.
All right. Yeah. What were we doing last weekend, man?
Last weekend, yeah. I was a very good boy. Mm. The only time I got out was to record a New Nation episode with Miss Mona.
No, liar. You at Hustler's Market.
I passed through Hustler's Market with my wife and child. Yes.
It was a vibe.
It was a good
Soul
thing.
So Profound was there. Lady K was there. We chopped it up.
PD the Ghost.
Miss Order.
MC Cheetah's sister.
Okay. Yeah, she was there as well.
She was there.
Tuck Money.
Shout out to Come Exposed.
Tuck Money David.
Shout out to Tuck.
Outspoken.
T-Shock.
Shout out to Love of Luxury, yo. She said she's gonna give us a good discount if we ever.
Do you
need
know who I actually met for the first time there at the Hustler's Market?
Who'd you meet?
Young Marley.
Who's that?
Karma.
Sorry, who's that?
That's like the dopest lyricist in his age group.
Okay. All right.
You don't know Karma.
I don't. Does he know me? So we don't know each other.
Celatine so does not know Young Marley.
I don't know him.
Karma. Young Marley. Shout out to you,
man. He's probably
a
great artist.
Yeah. He's dope. He's dope. Yeah. He's like in the league and a scenic.
Okay. No. You can't.
I'm telling you.
Cynic
that.
I'm telling you. Is the Don Dada.
Young Mali.
Cynic is like Nas.
Arimo League and a Cynic. And trust me, as a retired.
Does he have a project?
He's got.
Okay. How impactful was that project?
Very.
How?
Very impactful.
Where did that project take him?
School.
Okay.
No, he had to jump out of the game and do school for a bit. You know, like Ranana Kruger, so he had to disappear. But he says he's back.
Are you sure even Kruger? I'm sure Kruger has even done more than the dude you're riling for.
Before Kruger left for school, yeah. I only knew him for my broke niggas. I don't say asha, 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 asha. And then he disappeared, and then he came back with that new sound of his.
Yeah.
But no, Young Marley, definitely. You should hear his project, Chasing Moments.
Mm.
You need to look him up.
Okay.
Seriously, I'm actually very disappointed that you don't know this kid.
I will be sure to check for him.
I'm actually very hurt.
Yeah. What else was happening on Twitter? Anything else that's interesting?
So apparently...
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't deny kids about it.
What studio is this?
You and Black Pearl.
Okay.
Y'all need to chill.
I need to chill?
Both of y'all.
I didn't do anything, bro.
Nigga, you know what you did, man.
I put out a two-part thread to the women who were trying to spoil Father's Day for people like you, Brian. No, some of us are even taking care of these kids better than kids with fathers in their lives.
Okay, on a personal note, I'm going to digress. On a personal note, all those ladies that say Father's Day shouldn't be celebrated because there are deadbeat dads out there.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Ish.
This is me saying it to you directly. Fuck you very much.
At least I put
due to the simple fact that not every nigga is a deadbeat dad. Do you understand? I personally don't feel like I should get, you know, an award for being a dad.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not going to say it should be canceled because I feel that way.
At least
you
I
understand?
Put it in a nicer way.
I know. No. This is me saying it personally as a father. Could he fuck you? If a guy hurt you and left you with a child, I'm sorry for that. Learn from your fucking mistakes.
Ish.
Don't put us all in the same category.
Ish.
Fuck you.
Drew needs to bleep this out.
Nah, fuck you very much.
We're gonna clean this up.
It actually pisses me off a lot.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of fathers doing a lot for their kids. And these women think that every nigga, just because they attract deadbeat motherfuckers,
so
they think every nigga is a deadbeat motherfucker.
So why didn't you come and have my back when I put...
out that same message.
No, because
but in
you
a
were being
way.
A dick. You were in being a, nicer a dick. Way. You put a king statement in there.
Yeah.
It was obviously.
It was it not was, obvious.
It was obvious you was How going was to take it some type of way.
Okay, Brian. Let me break it down like
just
this.
Just
98% of my followers do not know the man's whoever, and then probably one and a half percent have probably know of that person, and those, probably 0.5% have heard that person's music. So why would I sneak
those
this
statistics mean bullshit to me simply because you know her?
No. I don't anymore.
Nigga, you're just being a troll, man.
Not
come on.
At all.
No, you know what? You know what? I don't blame you for feeling the way you felt about her and before this, that whole being away and claiming attack. I don't blame you for that, right? But then now it seems a bit petty. And I'm talking to the both of you right now. I'm talking to the both of you right now.
This
is now going beyond that element of ha ha ha.
I didn't
it's
look
now
for
getting
anyone,
a little
bruh.
Bit cringeworthy.
I didn't look for anybody.
Because her response from Dada, that was sharp. Fuck. Auntie, what? Auntie, fuck your feelings and fuck your peace. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I felt that. That really came from, like, the deepest, darkest part of her gut.
Unfortunately, I felt nothing. And sometimes hate in your heart consumes the holder. Well, some of us are living our best lives, yo.
No. I don't know
but
who
if
you're trying to convince
no,
here.
No, no, no.
Me or yourself,
bruh.
But in all honesty, I think we need to put this to an end.
There are more things to worry about out there than to worry about someone who
feels
not content with womanhood or whatever.
Listen. We cannot take away the fact that she has done a lot for the game.
I'm not taking away anything.
We can't take that away. We have to respect
never
her in
did.
That regard.
We never did.
We need to respect her in that regard. And by that, I also mean, Kuti, at least have the courtesy to not poke.
How have I poked anyone,
That
bruh?
King statement, nigga, you know what you were doing,
she doesn't
nigga.
Own any King statement,
nigga,
man.
You know that, what you
that,
were doing.
That applies to everyone. I've even had that conversation with Lock Nation. Shout out to Lock. When we were like, guys, you know, queens are more powerful in England and on chessboards. You can even see, goody.
Leave her alone. She feels the way
Left
she feels.
Leave her alone,
feels.
Bruh.
Yeah. But,
you're trying to, of course, what I said applies to whatever it is she's trying to do, but I did not think of her when I was putting together
that tweet. That was a customized bullet, and you know
nah,
it.
Not at all.
But she fired back.
Ish. She's gonna keep on fighting back. Let her
fuck
fire
your
back.
Feelings and fuck your peace, nigga.
It's not the first time I've heard that.
Says, you keep getting statements from her and her team that we should put on t-shirts.
Listen, at least monetize that shit,
yeah? Yeah.
Podcast guy.
Podcast guy.
What else can we put up?
Fuck your feelings.
Fuck your feelings.
Fuck your peace.
Fuck your peace. That's a good tea right there, man. It'll be up on the site.
No,
and,
but you
and,
know
and
what?
They get zero royalties
I'm
for
an,
that.
I'm an advocate for peace, you know?
You just cussed out single mothers.
I never cussed out single mothers. I cussed out single mothers that
who
say...
Who are denouncing
exactly.
Father's
no,
Day.
I still stand
still,
by that.
That's
fuck
a single
you.
Mother.
No.
Anyway, why are you triggering
don't generalize time. Listen. There's a difference between a single mother.
You know you have double standards,
shut
right?
Shut up.
You have double
There's
standards.
There's a difference between a single mother and a single mother who says Father's Day shouldn't be celebrated.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Handle it tactfully, Brian.
Fuck all that bullshit.
So fuck all that bullshit too.
which bullshit?
You can't even take your own advice,
hey,
but you're trying to preach
don't
the choir.
Don't you know,
here.
Good people?
Hey, guys, be
don't
tactful.
You know?
Put
don't
this
you know?
To dead.
Don't you know, good
guy.
People give better advice than they follow.
Wow.
Do as I say.
Take that shit elsewhere, brother.
But anyway, I'm an advocate for peace.
Anyway, let's get into better things to talk about. Name Soro Banap.
Nah.
Shout out to Blue J. I was very curious. Okay, this nude or whatever has to come with some music. And I heard a song that I liked, and he featured that chick. I don't know if she's still under Mumanzi's management, Mrs. K.
Who's that chick?
She's called Mrs. K. Remember that chick that came to the station when we were at the other place last year? Mrs. K, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she featured on Burn the Roof Down or something like that.
Did she kill it?
She did all right. But Mlu J...
Did she kill it?
I said she did all right, but Mlu J... Mlu J... give that boy some time. I think what he needs.
No, Mluta, I've heard his music. That guy is fire. He's fire.
When people are done with ASAP, I think he's got next. Or he can just go stand next to ASAP or remix Mambo the following day.
When it's released. They can share the limelight. Did you hear Mambo?
Yeah, I heard it. It's a good track.
What did I tell you about it?
I said I liked it. I said I was not there for...
You never said you didn't like it.
I didn't like the artwork.
No, that doesn't matter. Do you remember what I said about the
what
track?
What did you say?
There might be a response in there.
Is it?
Did you hear the response?
I didn't peel down all the layers to try and...
See, now I know he knows I'm a threat.
Did you hear that part? Oh, word. Actually,
you
not just reaching. It sounds so generic. People like digging nowadays, but it was a clever bar. If it was directed to Kelvin,
you draw the same niggas that dug the two lines from his freestyle.
But you know what?
About a double one project.
I like how
ASAP is clever.
I like how he disses. That's clever.
Tactful.
That's clever and tactful. Hey, that was tactful. Not like single mothers. If your feelings.
Anyway, I never diss single mothers. Stop twisting my words.
Are they not single mothers?
Nigga.
Are they not single
mothers?
You're
generalizing.
Are they not single
mothers?
Shut
up and let me explain myself.
Are they not? You already
if you're
did,
listening
you don't
out
have
there,
to go
people,
back.
I am. I said fuck you to single mothers who denounce Father's Day.
Yes, but they're
those
single
are
mothers.
The single not all single mothers.
Yes, I'm
there are
saying.
Single mothers there who are brilliant mothers to their children who do not, who know they made a mistake with the dude they
it's
chose
like
to
saying,
make the baby with.
It's like you saying I'm just gonna beat up. I'm just gonna beat up the single mothers who did this. Not all single mothers.
I never advocate for violence.
So why are you verbally abusing single mothers who did that?
Why can't you correct them properly?
Fuck that, I ain't ASAP, nigga. And ladies and gentlemen,
I ain't tactful with my disses.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is why I will never take any advice from this double standards bipolar kind. I don't know what to call this, man. Rich.
This office. Nay.
Anyway, man, my visuals, we didn't talk about MC Cheaters, me, myself, and I.
Me, myself, my God, my grind. Me, myself, my grind, my God.
And he cut out the other MGMG.
Who did he cut out?
King Kus or some?
Yeah. No, but then it doesn't make sense for a song to be titled Me, Myself, My Grind, My God, and then you have people in it.
Why not?
It's him, himself, his grind, and
people,
his God.
Other people go, so why did they have the features in the first place?
He thought about it. We are human. To know before God, then we make
now?
Mistakes. Huh?
Are you his publicist now? Are you
I'm
sure?
I'm just being the devil's
okay.
advocate.
All right.
You know? What did you think about the visuals?
I liked it.
I liked
it,
it
too. Simplistic.
For something that had only him in it, they made sure that they were, you know, transitioning and playing with the composition of the shots and whatnot very well. I didn't understand the Chinese symbols, though.
And I like that MC Cheetah actually raps.
As opposed to,
he's not trying to flip flop or change for, you know, his true sound. He's just actually rapping, staying true to himself. Some people would have like, been singing or doing all sorts of things, trying
There's nothing wrong with trying to experiment.
Yeah, but I like that he's staying true to himself, and also, RPLs is dropping. What's that? Kumsoro Soro visuals today. Saw the trailer.
I never saw the trailer. I only saw the trailer. I only saw.
Sha, you're hateful.
I only saw the picture.
Thumbnail. Thumbnail Willis. What do you think about the thumbnail when you saw it?
I only saw pictures that he posted on Facebook. I never saw the trailer. When did the trailer drop?
Aren't you going to say from the pictures, I think it's a dope video?
It looks like there's a story in the video based on the picture that I saw, because he was dressed like some scrawny, scruffy motherfucker with a cigarette.
Okay. I don't know. Hey, bruh. Just anyway, Pills, I'm looking forward to it. And one compliment I need to give to Pills is like, I like how he conceptualized all his music. Shnika theme to it. If you've noticed, like even with Pusha T, his albums, there's like
that's
they all I think got like a biblical theme. Like
why you think I said R. Pills' album, Jireva Beautiful, last year was my favorite.
So the next album is gonna be called Kudenga Kure or something like that. So it's just when you connect the dots, maybe one day when it all comes around full circle, people are gonna be like, shit,
no,
you slipped on this guy.
Kid is working. He's definitely working. I just hope this time he pumps us more with like more marketing with this project, because I really feel like he fell asleep on Jireh the Beautiful. There were a lot of videos that could have jumped out on that one.
Okay, you should have sponsored some of the videos, but anyway, I'm sure the music is timeless, and I'm sure he's gonna do like a Kelvin where he's gonna dig back into the crates even like 5 years from now and just do a video or something.
Anyway, so the Zim Hip Hop, Zim Dancehall,
Zim Dancehall
Summit is happening on the 28th of June. And I really recommend that some of you hip hop has attended. So on panel one, it's the foundation and current situation.
Mm.
And in that panel, we got General Oliver DJ, Etherton B, Dr. Clarence,
right.
Nigel Funde,
okay,
DJ Fantan.
Nigel's a journalist.
Freeman.
Hey, yeah, he's man's in the building.
Freeman. Yeah, we had Freeman on the show like two weeks ago.
Shout out to him in XQ. Nzenza is a hit.
I know Nzenza is an epic track, man. Yeah. Panoda video.
Yeah.
What's that song? Nema. They dropped the ball on that song, man. Not XQ and Freeman.
Shall you drop the ball. They dropped the ball.
Oscar Pambuka, Ricky Fire.
All right.
And there'll be online participants, King Alfred, Lady 2G from the UK.
All right.
And then panel two is creating an industry, and it's going to have Mono Mukundu.
Mm.
He's a producer, music expert.
Mm.
We got Benjamin Nyandoro, arts and marketing event specialist.
No, he's a
artist
guru.
Manager.
He's a legend.
Guess who else? Natty, oh, he's from MTM, right?
Yeah.
Mazita, sometimes they're confusing. You
know? Yeah.
And then we got Nomsa Chikambi, Oyos Music, content and distribution, marketing.
Kenoa.
And then we got Dinosh.
Hey, DTL.
Promoter. We got Edith Weutonga.
Hey, she's
Zimbabwe
cool.
Musicians Union.
Mm.
Then we got Chishamiso Musariri, creative consultant.
Mm.
We got DJ Mbale, radio DJ. We got Merciless, radio DJ. And then we got the online participants. We got Tawanda Kambira.
Yep.
Who's in the UK. We got Mad Minox, who's in Canada.
Mm.
And then panel number three is social impact and the future. And in that panel, we got Ja Bless, an artist. We got T-Man, Mount Zion, producer. We got Dadza D,
he's
artist.
Cool.
We got DJ Chilla, radio DJ. It's T-S-H-I-L.
Chilla.
Chilla.
Just, I think so. Yeah.
We got Lady B, an artist. We got Sil. No, Lady B.
Okay.
They considered someone further up in the alphabet.
K, no pun intended.
K. Lady B, artist. And then we got we got Sylvia Vissali. My way, Mira. Sylvia Vassilatos.
Ish.
A reggae activist and journalist. And then we got Abisha Palmer, radio and sound system DJ. And then the online participants for this panel is Empress Eve, all the way from the USFA.
I think out of everyone you talked about, I'm just excited to... I'd probably like to hear what Benji Nyandoro has to say.
Unfortunately, it's happening on the 28th of June. That's during the week. I'll be in the middle of my 9 to 5, man. I can't make it.
What time?
Can you record?
What time?
Do we have a time on this thing?
No time.
There's no time yet.
Yeah.
But I think if you wanna register or something like that, you're supposed to go www.zimdancehallsummit.com. Or you can talk to Plot Marco and get the details from him. He's the guy organizing all this. Shout out to him.
Rather, we need to have Plot in the studio. Plot.
He's going to have that summit. And then as soon as that summit is done, he's out of here.
Plot, before you go, we need you.
That's cellotine, man. So I was talking about the online participant coming from the USA.
Yeah.
Speaking of the USA, we had a very tragic event that happened. Was it Tuesday?
It must have been Tuesday.
A young promising rapper by the name of Triple X Tentacion, or XXX Tentacion, or just X, was gunned down in Miami while he was motorbike shopping. And there are a lot of conspiracies around it. It was Drake. It was what's his face? I knew he wears a mask all the time.
From Nelly Squad?
I don't. No.
Not that
not
one.
Not the Saint Lunatic dude. No.
All right.
Kid got killed, and yeah, there are a lot of stories surrounding this death. But me, I'm a little bit concerned though, because people are calling this kid a hero.
But before you get into that, I just want to just give you a quick update on that story.
Please do.
The police have actually found the killer, and they ruled it out as a random robbery and murder. But they now have the killer in custody. Anyway, you may go on with what you wanted to say. And they stole his cash. He had a bag of cash. He had apparently just came from the bank or whatever. But anyway, go on with your story, Brian.
I don't think, Kuti, this kid should be celebrated as a hero. It's really sad that somebody died at such a young age. And yes, he was cleaning himself up. But it was one of those events of too little, too late. You know? Do you get what I'm saying?
How is it too late?
He's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people
anyway,
shouldn't
basically,
celebrate him?
No. I'm
okay,
not saying
go
don't
on.
Enjoy his music. Yeah, you can say his music was life changing and all that jazz. But don't celebrate that whole him being a hero. Because a lot of kids are gonna emulate the things that he did that got him killed.
So what should they do when they want to like honor his memory? What do you suggest, Brian Willis?
You can listen to his music. That's allowed. But
what if they want to?
Don't go calling him an icon and trying to copy what he did. That's
said,
all I'm
who
saying.
Said people are gonna go copying what?
Did
he
you
did?
See his video when he was saying, "I am not dead. I am not dead. Stop saying I'm dead. Otherwise, motherfucker, my fans are gonna try and copy and get themselves killed." Did you see that video?
Is that from a long time ago?
It was from before. There was some rumor that he died before, and he aired that video out. It was circulating again after he got killed. So basically what I'm saying
is, did you see the video he did before he died?
Which one?
If you obviously he didn't say
when he said somebody wants to kill him.
No, not that one. The one where he was saying, "I hope my life,
if I die and I don't see a million people outside, I'm never going to make music again."
No.
Which
I
one?
Don't know which videos you'll be watching, Brian.
The kids made many videos about him dying.
The one he made just before he died in his car, where he said, "With what I'm doing, all the initiatives, I hope with my, all I'm doing doesn't go down in vain, and I hope my music and my life touches 5 million people." And
this
he was
is
actually
why
planning
I
a
said
charity.
Dude was on his way to cleaning himself up, but unfortunately, it was a little too late. Too little, too late.
He changed his ways for the past 5 months, doing charities back to back.
He's the one who told Pusha T about Drake having a baby, man.
No, that's not true. I don't know why.
Okay,
Those are rumors.
That hasn't been proven.
And I saw you make some comment like he was very stupid for getting killed and whatnot. His stupidity got him killed. When
yes,
how?
His stupidity got him killed. Some of the shit that he used to say.
In a random robbery and
it wasn't
murder.
Random, my guy. That was not a random shooting. I don't give a fuck what those cops said. That was not a random shooting.
Okay, Brian. I guess you know everything.
That was not a random shooting,
so
my guy.
So who sent them, Brian?
I may know. How am I supposed to know?
Oh, the cops
the
know.
The people he pissed off. I mean, gonna Drake.
The cops know and they've got
but
the
look,
killer.
But look, it's really sad that such a young life got taken in such a violent manner. I never wish death upon anyone. But please, let's use this as a way to smarten ourselves and not be involved with the wrong people, guys. That's all I want to say from this. Celebrate is... I never even listened to his music before.
It's not for you, man.
I never said Kuti was for me. I'm just saying. A lot of people never spoke to him about him. They just started now. Oh, I never paid attention. I don't know.
I don't think you paid attention.
Let's use this as an example, kids. Dumb shit will get you killed. Yeah?
Yeah. And that's some unsolicited advice. Anyway, Portraz, onto some more jovial news. Portraz slashed mobile data prices by 40%. And I think it'll be
effective. Here, mathematics. Basically, you charge $100 for your data. Portraz yat pisa $40. Wakumo badara $60. Manzusi is a mate that to get a vibe and want to tear us not all level. And
crickets.
Yeah, crickets.
But anyway, it's a good thing because I think hopefully people will now feel free to stream our shows.
Keep on Iono FM, soon to come on YouTube. Yay!
And even for the ones who are developing apps and stuff, you now have a better chance of people of you know seeing that app see the light and more people using it and stuff because data will be now cheaper.
I just hope Kuti this comes into effect very soon because it's going to come into effect on the 1st of July. So Igonet, you better be paying attention because in all honesty, you could have got a okay. Platinum Prince. Platinum Prince. We didn't talk about Platinum Prince.
I didn't really like that song, but anyway.
No, Platinum Prince.
Get yours off, man.
Zim rappers Magalata. I'm not gonna say Platinum Prince just beat y'all guys to doing a This Is a Zimbabwe version. In case y'all are living under some kind of rock, this was a parody of the hit song by Childish Gambino.
Segway, Brian, also a rapper, so anyway, Magalata.
I'm retired.
Go on.
I am retired.
Retired people also come in and out to rap.
But anyway, so it's not up to us to take the initiative.
No, I'm just saying, just know that
we've already set the precedent.
I'm just saying you include yourself in
I'm
Magalata.
Not included in that. Magalata. I'm not asleep because I'm not included in all that.
You include yourself in your insults. Anyway, go on with your nyaya, man.
I'm not included, nigga.
Go on with your nyaya.
Don't interrupt me. Let me finish. So Platinum Prince did his own parody of the song called This Is Zimbabwe, and he's basically talking about, you know, the everyday issues that are affecting the everyday Zimbabwean. There's no video yet, it's just an audio. Tato miriro video yachona. I'm just gonna pane one line yakangundi nakitsa chit. And that line was Shakango dakwa dakwa mnanga kwa namamu kwa sha. Oh, you're just gonna let me laugh?
That was dry as hell.
Oh, fuck off.
I didn't even go beyond 30 seconds on that song, yo. But I saw it had some mad views. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
It's probably not for me.
He needs to make a video.
It's probably not for me.
No, he definitely needs to make a video because sometimes the song is not about whether you like it or not, it's about the issues it addresses. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
It's just like that This Is America song. I actually didn't like the song. But the issues it addresses in the video, how it does things, was actually quite epic.
Lord. Anyway, you guys probably can't see what's going on, but I don't think there's much to talk about today.
We didn't explain to people what's going on today and why we're not going to have a guest.
It was basically another housekeeping three. We just, you know, sometimes we just like to talk.
We had a guest locked and loaded, but unfortunately he had to cancel last minute.
Yeah, don't put his business out there.
I'm
please.
Not going to put his business Thank out you. There. I'm just going to say it was like.
Don't even say his name.
I'm not even going to do that.
I know you, Brian.
It was an emergency.
Yeah, it was an emergency.
It was a last minute emergency, and we don't blame him.
But our thoughts and prayers go out to
his family.
Him.
And his family.
Yeah, and the fam.
Yeah.
But yeah. Give me five today.
Speaking of give me five, people, I think they are not really happy with give me five. And when I say people, I mean the people that are supposed to submit for give me five.
Shit, I sit through give me five. I'm not happy with it either, man. Man,
reason being,
I was even asking you, what's your criteria?
Reason being, listen, people.
How does a person get
people,
a voting
people,
of one?
People are mad at me because of the whole double. We had Double J last week on Give Me Five, right? And his song was Wana Sara, and I gave it a 1 out of 10. And Celatine was really on my case.
How do you quantify
criteria? It? Criteria. It's like I always say, people. These ratings are based on my opinion. Whether I vibe with this, it's It's purely subjective. You understand?
Which is fine. That part is fine. And but I people want to understand. Okay,
ask me the questions that you want to know.
As an alleged, supposed gatekeeper, Brian.
I'm not a gatekeeper.
How would you quantify, like, how did you come up to giving
you,
that
you
a one?
You asked me about...
Or even when you do give a 5 or a 10 or a 9 or 9.8 or 9.7. With Double J, how did you come up with one?
His lyrics were basic.
Okay.
Sub-basic.
So out of 5, you gave him what?
0.
Okay. Concept-wise?
0. Nothing new there.
Production?
0.
Okay. What else were you checking for, Brian?
The connection with the beat. Nothing. The song's relevance. The song's necessity. Nothing.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of people love it. But anyway.
No, people are allowed to disagree with me. You check. This is not put on some numbers or something. It's me. Whether I vibe with the song or not. The only thing that gave that track a one was the instrumental.
You know what? I think I'm glad it was away for a while. A lot of people are probably not missing. They're probably happy like, okay, we're not having that shit today.
Look, people, basically... Gimme 5 is still there. If you want it to be there, it'll be there. All you have to do, if you're an up and coming artist, just submit your track to keepitrealfri@gmail.com and a voice note explaining who you are, and I will rate your track whether I like it or not. It'll be based purely on my opinion. Do you understand? So obviously certain songs that lean towards certain genres that I don't vibe with are at a disadvantage, because that's what Gimme 5 is about.
And the gatekeeper speaks.
Yo, why don't you do your own version then?
I don't do Gimme 5.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up, nigga.
Actually, I wanted to do Gimme 5.
Manje, sell it time I'm going to Gimme 5, because I'm going to Zara old school.
Yeah, at least the old school is it's a good playlist. It's a good playlist.
So anyway... there's nothing personal. It's not. This is not based on whether or whatnot. I don't know you. I don't know you personally. You're up and coming, so I don't know you. It's purely subjective. How that track makes me feel. How I relate to the track. Call it unfair. Call it whatever you want to call it. But if you feel you got the fire, if you think you got that fire that you want to hand in, feel free to do so. We will rate your track. I will rate your track.
Yeah, feel free to hand it in, guys. But anyway, you heard it on that title. I'm not trying to cramp on my mans over here. But anyway,
you could never cramp on me even if you tried, nigga.
This was and shout out to Double J. That was a cool track. It's a cool track. I'm gonna throw it in the mix.
Let's
actually put it in the mix tonight.
Out of 10, what would you give that track?
That track?
Yeah.
I would probably give it
be honest. What would you give it out of 10?
A 4 out of 10.
So it's below average. So we're on the same page.
We're not on the same page, nigga. But nonetheless.
You're easier to impress than I am.
Nonetheless, man. I'm a play at Avon tonight. Most stiff. No, bro. Nah, it's gonna be tilt. Yeah. Double J should catch a fair one with this guy when you see him. Please.
Do you know which Double J this is, though?
Yeah.
The one who was involved with the
monkey incident. Monkey business.
Yeah.
Can you see how this guy doesn't like you? He's not trying to drag out allegations. Which didn't matter. You know, those are serious allegations.
I had never heard a song from Double J, so there's nothing personal there. Shaki's my boy, man. I mean, come on.
But anyway.
Yeah,
the damage has been done.
It's not damage, bruh. It's honest.
The damage has been done. Nah, Double J, you bounce back.
I pray he does.
Double wise.
I pray he does. This is not like he caught 2 bullets in the chest.
Yeah. No, man, you come back.
Is that too early? Is that too soon?
I feel uncalled for.
Okay.
I take that back. So, guys, until next time.
I'm Brian Willis. You can catch me on Brian Willis ZW on Instagram and Brian Willis ZW on Twitter. And it's Cash Brian Willis on Facebook.
All right. And I am Celatine, your social architect. I was going to do an SMA for Yanguini since we don't have a guest, but let's just end the show.
Wait. Let's do it.
Let's
have it.
Plus, we don't have time.
Let's go to a break and have SMA.
Some of us need to go to A4 and Chichichi.
No SMF, I tried, guys. Me, I am out.
Till next week.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yes, indiga no Roma dindindi ongondi gao chingozoti ndendindindindi ripo ageta chichi sepano rabera re wrestling utin ding 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 sarin ting ting we ota chitaro ageta saji indi tongo ripo as okay ndutamba ngazo sandure vandutongo taura vakomana vanditi nditaura zvandataura but asizvo ndanchida unogeta ndimuna no furirika yona but anyway I know most gaishi kungaishi gumira ipapo yes vamwe vachinetseka nemetsi nangudai netseka namunetsi ndichidzidzira maskiri ekuweka ndobata nema 2 minutes ndichitamba nema gadgets macalculator calculator mari nokwana kutenga extra large iri size ndiwe kana ma t-shirts pametsi ndai master ma numbers endikulevel ama decibel ndichimixa ma fractions panogarwa na se week neo q multiplied by x is equals to xq pokelo stana na ulinda vakamira mtsetse togona kuvati ma xq. Excuse me, many messes in that gona manizi. I was a good child and butter guitar as gona arizi, cause I was face on pakata swasingarizi as arizi zagazuira kwangari maputzi. As avarizi kana zosarudzwa na marudza kudzidzi neruzha dzosudurutswa kubva padzavam tukudzi. Kana usingazivi mazwi, ita hamti kudze. Manots, do re mi fa sola ti do. Askana one disco ditokura kidza do. Music in deva no penga inongo itukwa nima friki. As japreza garesa anongo piu a frikiki. Kose CV anema referee 10,000 as a weekend una mdara PC. Music industry game set imbare versus Platinum FC. Kuchipisa ma rhymes kuchipisa. Irbo.
Capital 263.